The Czech Republic last year slipped down the rankings of more or less corruption-free countries. Politicians' failure to tackle what is almost universally recognized as a major problem was one of the reasons for that fall. The caretaker government has now adopted a bold anti-corruption package, which it hopes will be given a fast track through Parliament. Chris Johnstone reports on what the package contains and its reception.
Prime Minister Jan Fischer was cautious not to present the package as a magic wand to solve what has frequently been described as one of the biggest breaks on the development of the Czech Republic. But the anti-corruption package, which appears to have been inspired in part by broader measures already in place in neighbouring Slovakia, does call for some fairly bold steps. One of the major innovations is the offer of immunity from prosecution for key prosecution witnesses who agree to testify in return for guarantees that the slate will be wiped clean as far as they are concerned. Another is the creation of so-called police anti-corruption agents. The description agent provocateur is not on target because the government proposal bans such agents from initiating a crime, but does allow them to take part in criminal activities to gather information. The proposal would also tighten up on the rules for awarding public contracts. Those in key positions who could influence the outcome would be vetted in advance by the National Security Authority. This is aimed at shedding light on such decision-makers' backgrounds and possible criminal connections. The package has been welcomed as a step in the right direction by David Ondráčka, the head of the Czech branch of the international anti-corruption watchdog Transparency International.
I think it's a signal that government clearly perceives corruption as one of the major structural problems in this country and that real-life tools need to be implemented. However, on the other hand, we would love to see a rather more complex approach that would not focus only on repression and on repressive measures, which is basically this package.
But Mr. Ondráčka points out that a lot more could be done to make the Czech Republic a less welcoming environment for corruption, for example, by shedding more light on public deliberations at all levels.
There must be a tendency to make everything more transparent, especially when it deals with public funds. What I'm talking specifically is public contracting, public subsidies and EU funds, which are very much vulnerable to corruption. We would like to see more open and more accountable legislative process, which deals with issue of lobbying regulation and issue of transparency of legislative decision, and at the same time we would love to see much more focus on how at municipalities is dealt with local property and local money.
As well as reservations about the package's scope, Transparency International is also sceptical whether the government can really push through its plans through Parliament before elections due in May. Those doubts have been fuelled by a mixed reception for the package from Czech politicians. The leader of the main centre-right party, the Civic Democrats, attacked the package as unsystematic, artificial, and in some aspects debatable. And he signalled out provisions giving the police greater powers to use wiretaps as a step backwards.
Chris Johnstone reporting.